Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's been a while. The last time you were here, you were talking about new and funky apps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so technology.
And you had different hair.
I did have different hair, but that's a pretty regular thing. I probably have different hair next time I see you.
Okay, it's changeable. You're changeable with the hair.
I like to think of myself as exciting, but I'm probably just fickle.
Okay. Well, maybe, do you change with the seasons, right? Are you in tandem with anything?
My mood? Does that count? Probably the moon then? My menstrual cycle, who knows?
Could be.
Let's move on.
Yes, we digress. So listen, Snapchat, it's now one of the biggest, if not the biggest, social media platform in the world. And
yes.
You are a relatively new convert. And you're here to share how you found it and particularly the etiquette of using Snapchat.
Yes, exactly. Sharing my wisdom. I mean, relatively new, so like 6 months. But if you broke it down to how many snaps I've sent, I'm probably about 300. I would be very active. And I have occasionally had a Snapchat story that is, you know, against the rules. Because they say, for example, that your Snapchat story should never be more than 1,000 seconds long, a story being made up of little snippets, like each one being 10 seconds. And mine has been 2,500 before.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know. And people have sat through the whole thing. It's made me really satisfied.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. People have watched me witter on for 2,500 seconds.
Not saying that your life isn't thrilling and worth viewing for that amount of time, but
it really isn't. That's the best part. It's not like I was on a roller coaster. I think I was like on my couch going, I'm going to answer your questions now. Your frequently asked questions. Snapchat is really, even more so than Twitter, the chance to shout into the void and to literally just go, I have something that I want to get off my chest and I'm going to say it into my phone and then it's going to be gone and it's going to be out there. And people can then interact with that if they want one-on-one, or they cannot and it doesn't really matter to you.
I suppose Snapchat has this still amongst some people. There's an image there that it's still the preserve of like teenagers, but it's not. It's kind of outgrown that label, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's almost become kind of a marketing tool now. A lot of the people that I follow would be in media, or they would be business owners, or they would be bloggers. And they're using Snapchat, you know, to kind of go, here's a snippet of my everyday life. Here I'm interacting with my followers or with my customers, but also just in a really relaxed way to go, like, I'm snapping about my kid. I unfollow the people with the kids, but, you know, I'm snapping about my kid.
It's like people who post photos of their kids on Facebook and
nonstop.
Get off.
But you know, like people use it as a kind of a chatty everyday thing, as well as like a bit of a marketing tool. But what's nice about it is that it's not like Instagram where you're going, I just bought this, you know, face cream and it's really good, buy it. You're kind of going, you know what, I'm going to show you through my morning regime, and you go through everything that you use. So people get kind of an insight and it doesn't feel like you're selling anything.
So it's a less cynical way to be a horrible capitalist.
Yeah, well, I mean, capitalism and Snapchat is kind of interesting because obviously it's kind of hard to monetize Snapchat because it's hard to measure. There's no links. So like I can't put up something and go buy this. And then the company says, oh, 10 people bought that from your link.
Let's get to the etiquette part of using it, because like I say, it used to be kind of, when it started, the preserve of teenagers, and the general image about it was you basically used to send, if you wanted to send a little saucy picture, it would go, they would see it and then it would disappear. So it was a safe way to do that. But it's evolved, and with it there are rules with engaging with the, you know, people on.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, kind of basic guidelines. Number one being, don't send the saucy pictures.
Okay.
I got a saucy picture once and underneath it said, please don't expose me. Oh, and the hilarious part was, so it was a guy, full frontal. There were two photographs that he had collaged side by side of him from the front and him from the side, and you could see his face.
Okay.
So I obviously screen grabbed this immediately, right, going, this is hilarious. And he writes back, oh my God, you are going to expose me. And I was like, what? Like, I was like, dude, you've exposed yourself.
Idiot.
Yeah. So yeah, don't send nudes unless somebody asks for nudes, in which case, send away.
But only if you feel comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, don't feel pressured into sending nudes. That's a whole other conversation. But yeah, I mean, if you're chatting to somebody, or you've never chatted to somebody and you suddenly think, you know what, she might like a picture of my aubergine. No. Just no. And then number two is the one that I do all the time.
I just want to acknowledge the use of the word aubergine by way of
that's
euphemism.
Like bringing emojis into everyday speak.
It is. I like it.
Number two is, then don't make your Snapchat story way too long. Like,
says
I
Mrs. 2000 seconds here.
I know. And actually, anytime that I do make it too long, I will get at least 3 people snapping me going, your story is way too long today. And I'm like, just don't watch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like people.
Somebody texts in and hear the show going, I don't like that song you played. Going, gee, turn it off and come back in 2 minutes. It'll be over.
Yeah, I actually kind of think when people snap me complaining about what I do on Snapchat, which is mostly I just complain, and they complain to me about me complaining and tell me I'm too moany. But I feel like it's like you're tailing somebody around a supermarket and then giving out about what they're putting in their basket.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it makes no difference to you. Just
exactly.
Like, look away. But yeah, try not to make your story too long. Sharing every little detail of your day. You know what? That's kind of, I suppose you have to try and measure that. If you have a very, very boring life, don't share every single detail of your day. Nights out. So snaps on nights out, that's a big no-no because of the noise. Unless you're going to mute it. Do you know what I mean? Like, people put up snaps from nightclubs and all you hear is like boo, 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 and then they're saying something into the camera and you're going, oh no, I can't.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah, and also sometimes you have your headphones on, you're looking through snaps on the bus, and then it gets to a nightclub snap and you nearly fall over.
Okay.
Very dramatic. Snapping while driving. So this
That's straight away, that's a red card.
But you know what? So many people do this, and so many people put up snaps that actually is my personal bugbear, saying, oh my God, the traffic's terrible today. And you're like, dude, if you're in a car, you are the traffic. Why don't you get out and walk or cycle your little bike, and then you wouldn't have to give out about the traffic. Like, people going, the traffic is terrible today. Where's everyone going? You're like, well, where are you going? You're in your car too. It's just the maddest thing.
Yeah.
The maddest thing.
It is the maddest thing. You are the traffic. Yes. Own yourself.
Then another big no-no is getting a private snap and not replying to it. So that
assumes now, that... Now, for people who are going, hey, what's the difference? What's a private snap? Someone who's not posting a general story but snapping at something to you directly, which
exactly.
they can do.
So, yeah. So I can choose, like on Facebook, I can choose to put something on my Facebook profile and go, hey guys, you know, I'm here today, so on Snapchat, putting up a little video. Or I can send something to you, Owen, directly. Go, hey Owen, I saw this and I thought you might like it. So if I send you something and I go, hey, like, what are you up to today? Did you get my email? Or whatever I'm sending you on Snapchat. Not replying is apparently a no-no. Now, I think it depends. If you're somebody I don't know and I snap you randomly saying something like, why don't you stop being so moany? I'm saying this for a friend. If that friend doesn't reply, then I think that's fine. Do you know what I mean? But Fair. If somebody asks you a direct question, and you know, the thing as well is if you're super busy and you don't want to reply to people all the time, you can turn off your snaps so that people who you aren't friends with, so who you don't follow and don't follow you back, they can't send you snaps unless you let them.
Got it.
So that's the thing to do if you don't want to reply to random strangers.
Be selective.
Don't open up your snaps.
Yeah.
And then this shouldn't be a thing, right? But there is a Snapchat rule. Do not snap your one night stand. This kind of became a bit of a meme a couple of weeks ago when people started snapping. They'd wake up in the morning beside somebody and snap a picture going, oh, just like no idea who this is. Just woke up beside this. Like, why won't she wake up? And there's all these captions of like what they've written. Yeah. Going like, who is this person? I just want you to leave my house. I have to go to work now. And like the other person obviously fast asleep didn't know.
Oh my God.
Can you actually imagine?
The fact that this has made it onto the list is worrying for humanity.
Yeah, it is actually really worrying. But I don't know, like, I hate to sound like my mother, but when did we all get so crass that we think we can have a one-night stand and then share it with the world without any shame?
What about that? I don't like that.
I mean, I don't agree with shame, but like a modicum of shame when you have a one-night stand. You wouldn't be broadcasting it to the world.
No. It's a bold new world out there. If people want to follow you, what's your Snapchat handle?
So it's Rosemary McCabe with an A in my Mac because my parents are awkward. So Rosemary
M-A-C-Cabe.
I know, I just... Okay. I spell that out all the time and still nobody gets it.
Okay.
You don't need to follow me. My story is very boring. It's just me sitting on the couch answering your frequently asked questions.
I am going to follow you now and I'm going to look at the longest story you post over the next week and I'm going to let you know what I thought of it. Private snap.
Okay. But
okay, if I find
privately.
It... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
privately.
Yeah. Okay, great. Because, so like don't publicly snap like, God, I just watched Rosemary McCabe's story and that shit is boring.
Yeah, but it could be fascinating and I could be eating humble pie to the max.
My God, it could be fascinating. Stranger things have happened.
I apologise for using the phrase to the max. Rosie McCabe, MAC. What a pleasure.
Thank you very much.